everybody. Welcome to Finance and General Purposes Committee, 26th of February. This is meeting 5. So apologies for absence. I believe we've got apologies from Councillor Sumner.
We have.
That's fine. Item 2, declarations of interest. Anybody have any declarations of interest to declare?
No declarations.
Item 3, requests from the members of the public. There are no members of the public present. Item 4, minutes of the meeting held on the 18th of December 2023, to accept and sign the minutes as a true and accurate record of the meeting. Are we all happy with those? May I sign them? Lovely.
Thank you.
Okie doke. Item 5, Frosham Town Council accounts. So, A, to note that the income in January 2024 was £27,708.38, and this included £25,623.73 from the closure of the Cooperative Savings Account. Noted. B, to note the expenditure in January 2024 was £49,252.94. Noted. C, to note the sum of all accounts as of the 31st of January 2024 was £182,411. Item D is to approve the monthly finance report, which was in the pack. Are we happy to approve that?
Yeah, we'll sign at the end.
I'll come to myself again. Item E, to note the bank reconciliation checks as at 31st of December 2023 were checked to bank statements and cash booked by Councillor Wade on the 13th of February 2024, and to note that the reconciliation checks were also done for the accounts as of the 31st of January 2024 on the same day, 13th of February, by Councillor Wade. It's item F. And then G is to appoint a councillor to carry out the reconciliation checks up to the end of this month, 29th of February 2024. Any volunteers?
I'm not the chair. Thank you.
Councillor Hayes will do it. Thank you very much. And H is to approve a budget of £1,500 for room hire, that's code 4823, for all council meetings. Happy enough to approve that?
Yep. That's carried.
And finally, I is to note that £30,000 has been transferred from the CCLA account to the Cooperative Current Account to meet financial obligations to the 31st of March 2024. Okay, moving on. Item 6, finance regulations. So we've had a recommendation that there are no changes to the currently approved financial regulations, which were last approved 27th of February 2023. Are we all happy to approve that?
Yeah.
Lovely. That's fine. Item 7 is to approve the budget setting timetable provided, which is in the meeting pack. So I think it's towards the end of August and September that the committees will provide their budgets, and Joe will do some preparatory work before that. Are we all happy with that?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Item 8 is to approve the updated assets register, which is in the meetings pack. We're all happy to approve that. Lovely. Item 9 is the risk assessment, to approve the risk assessment. So I'm going to do B first, just to note the clerk recommends no change to the risk management policy approved on the 23rd of the 1st, 2023. And then A, are we happy to approve the risk assessment policy?
They are two different things.
Approve the risk assessment. The assessment and then approving the policy for management. Fine, okay, yes. So A is to approve the risk assessment. Are we all happy to approve the risk assessment?
Yep.
Thank you. And B is to note the town clerk recommends no change to the risk management policy approved last year. Happy to do that?
Thank you.
Lovely. Item 10 is the reserves policy 2024-2025, and to note the clerk recommends no change to the reserve policy approved on the 16th of January 2023. Happy with that? Lovely. Item 11 is the absence and apology policy, and that's to approve the policy circulated by the town clerk. Happy to approve that. Any questions?
Yes.
fine. Item 12 is to appoint JDH Business Services as the internal auditor for 2024 to 2027. Happy to do that?
Yeah,
that's fine. Item 13 is the terms of references for the working groups. I'm going to propose that we defer this item because they make reference, the standard terms of reference are making reference to the clerk approving payments, which actually she can't do. So we're going to reword those, and we'll bring those two plus the terms of reference for the active travel group back to the next Finance and General Purpose meeting, I guess.
Yeah.
That's fine. Are we all happy with that?
Lovely.
Okay, 14, promoting Frodsham, the fun stuff. So, to note the report provided by the Frodsham Festival Working Group, thank you, Helen. We all had a chance to read that. Any questions for Helen?
Sure.
Helen, do you want to give a brief summary just since we're here?
Just so you know, we're due to hear back from the Frodsham and Healthy District Rotary Club, what we've asked as to whether we can have a combined Frodsham Festival Day for this year, and that will be on the Sunday the 6th of July, and it's usually the festival that brings the community groups together in Castle Park here. So we've given quite a lot of ideas for how we can enhance that and bring some extra footfall to that event. We're hoping also to get the downhill run on board, and that finishing in the park on that day as well. So we're looking to have a couple of different segregated areas, so keeping the community theme, but obviously also have some entertainment and possibly a sports event, some fairground, small fairground rides for young children. But the idea is to keep it as a free event, very similar to Picnic in the Park, but obviously a community theme. So the Rotary Club are meeting on the, I think it's the 13th of March, so they're taking it to their council, but it sounds like it's a positive that they'll allow us to join forces with that. And then we'd like to build on that for future years and probably extend that event over a number of days.
What was the problem with the downhill run, Cheshire West and Chester, about road closure?
It was a road closure. They'd received a complaint from one of the residents on Howey Lane, hence the road wasn't closed. So we just need to make sure that we can get that road closure. But there is a gentleman that's willing to organise to put that on as well. So hopefully that event will take place this year.
Good. Good if the done run can come back. Lovely. Okay. B then is to note the report provided by the Promoting Frodsham Working Group. Thank you again, Helen. Any questions on that? Or should we just have Helen do it?
Just that you didn't include the, you mentioned Health Week Hand, but you didn't include Frodsham Life. And we agreed to have away days that Joe would try and organise a Zoom meeting with Gary Tenfield-Ray and whoever, just to explore what is feasible.
Do you want to make that an action? We've got D, further actions.
Does Frodsham Life exist anymore? Online, yeah. Oh,
yeah,
it does online,
I,
yeah.
Just the button.
Sadly.
Can I show the promoter project?
Oh, yeah.
If you've got room, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to be involved in this, because obviously the away days is so nobody wants to.
Yeah.
I'd like
We just met over Zoom.
We did, yeah.
So can I add those as actions? So.
Yeah. And it wasn't to bring Frodsham Life back to life, it was to use that vehicle as...
Yeah, I didn't know it was still going online.
Yeah. Yeah. Gary said he wouldn't be able to do what he's doing now because his father is very ill and his wife has got dementia, so he didn't have very little time. But he's got, you know, the outline there, and we could make of it what we wanted.
Well, didn't he say that we could... You could do a print of it, but we would have to...
Yeah, we didn't envisage it being a letterbox drop. It would just be in pubs, cafes, churches, and maybe only do it once a quarter, something like that. But we just need to sit down and have that chat with Gary and find out, explore what's good. The same as Bernie suggested we do with Health Week to Hand.
Yeah.
I just have concerns about the Parejo project and the Health Week publication.
Yeah, I know. But more ideas at the moment, so I'll update those notes to include that.
And I'll take those as actions.
Yeah.
Okay. C is to note and approve the quotation for provision of a branded gazebo. So we're just going to flip down to that. That's okay. Just somewhere at the very end. There we go. Yes, so it's the very end of the pack. It's the last two pages.
There's some pictures of pictures.
So 3x3 meter strong frame, a fully printed canopy roof, bag with wheels, tether lines, ground pegs. Can then also have, assuming your options would be printed, planar coloured walls, which are £95 each, or half a wall.
No, that's the full cost, it. Including that.
Ah, right. Okay, fine. Okay.
Does it? Do one with a canopy as well, like,
extend this.
Oh, you mean a porch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I couldn't.
Okay. But there's going to be
so
glorious.
So you get the roof, you get the two half sides, you get the back.
Well, some of them you can actually kind of get like a porch bit as well. I just thought about that extend that. But no, that looks fine. It looks great. It needs to be a sturdy one.
Yeah. My only question was, I've done it in black and white, do you want it coloured?
The colours would
be nice. What colour?
That's my next question.
Probably
black and yellow. Doesn't make any check difference to the price.
The black and yellow really, isn't it?
Black and yellow, will
be. Mm-hmm. That's just a suggestion, I mean, someone might.
And Jim, if we look at what's FTC's website. Nope, that's a Federal Trade Commission. Why is Frodsham Town Council not top of Google search? It's ridiculous.
Top of mine. Yeah.
It's probably football.
Or something.
Yeah, it's football.
Right.
See, I don't think we've got branded colours, no.
No, we don't.
So we could have the roof yellow with the black writing, the black around the little thing you get, and then the half ones. Yellow and black.
Yeah.
Okay. I suppose it would say might keep it cleaner.
Yeah.
For some little splashes, maybe.
Red and green, so they can put Santa on at Christmas.
Oh yes.
So and then on that, I included the standard folding table and the printed tablecloth. Mm-hmm. But do you want those?
Have we got a folding table?
We've got one that Lindy gave. It's incredibly heavy.
Right. Okay.
This is a lightweight. Pick it up and walk around that. And the tablecloth, and I can change the colours on that to green and
I
think we'll put the tablecloth,
I think so, because we always got the answer. We need a table with the cloth on it as well. So.
And it's handy for just hiding things on there.
Well, exactly, if you've got boxes of things, and put them on.
Well, and also some clips to hold it onto the table as you don't
weld something. Yeah. So we've got that. The inclusive that is 1078, and then the extras will be the 125 and the 59.
Yeah.
And also we get the get the back.
Can I just ask you in terms of putting it up? Brilliant. That's fine.
So
two people.
Right. So in terms of the carry bag, the frame comes in a bag, and then you can have an extra bag.
Fine.
And that actually is for the sides. So the walkout thing, you walk out the whole thing, and then it's the sides that you can have a bag for.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess
good for that.
You kind of walk it out, and then you fold the legs up to the last bit together. Well, we stored at the
cemetery. It can go to the lock-up or the cemetery. The cemetery's a bit down.
Yeah, it went to
the lock-up.
Yes, it's a bit more.
I think
it looks really good.
Okay, so we've got a proposal to go for a yellow gazebo package with tablecloth and folding table. Tablecloth also in yellow.
Can I ask about seating?
Oh, we could, well, I'm I've not looked at that.
I mean, you can get my folding camping chair for about 10, 12
Yeah, if
quid.
You give me a budget, I'll get some.
Yeah. I mean, just like, does it go outdoors, right?
You can buy them at the factory shop.
Yeah, and they come in a bag of...
Just get a few of those. Should we see it through, see if I can get some branding with a bit of B on?
Yeah.
For half walls, I'm just thinking if it is pouring with rain or very windy.
Do we want to give Joe budget for chairs?
Yes.
Now, and then at least you
can do it all.
The opens to make whatever we're going to have displayed in there more visible.
Yeah.
But I take your point, if the weather's really bad, we could.
We get a free flag. I forgot about that.
Oh, perfect. Because that one will have two flags then.
We could get some plastic sheeting or something to make temporary windows if the weather was really bad.
But just consider not just using the colour, but just I think the other flag has got a purple strip.
Can't replicate that.
No, that's fine.
It's primarily white though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's primarily white, so we need to keep the flag white. Right.
So give me a budget for the chairs. How many chairs do you want?
Four?
I think four. Maybe we would only use two, wouldn't we? But it would be handy. Let's say if you've got something that's a bit wobbly or something.
You can use the extra chairs to extend the size of your pitch, you see, so you can sort of bring it
back. Or you could get a resident to sit down by the chairs.
So what do we reckon, Joey? 150? Will that do four chairs, do you think?
But yeah, and I'll come back to... Yeah.
150 should do
chairs.
I mean, if you do the chairs, I mean, price them up. But I know the lamps will go out the doors, you can probably get them for 20 quid each. So,
yeah.
But they're going to be in the blue and green.
Yeah. And the less might be taken by
the... Yeah, if it's his Rotten Town Council.
Exactly.
So just with Joe's clear, so are we going to go for the full size walls, or do we want to go for one full size, two half size?
So you've got the back is full.
I think it's stay with the half size.
Yeah. One full and two half.
One full and two
half. Otherwise, people will be trying to get in there to see what we've got.
Bees.
Something like real ones.
And for yellow, we'll get Harry by the tablecloth and folding table. I'm a good Joe, but it's got £150 to find four chairs ideally granted. That all sounds good.
That's brilliant.
Lovely, happy to approve that. Back up to the start. Ooh, too far. So D was to agree any further actions, so there were other actions there which Joe we've taken note of, which is to appoint to the committee, the working group, sorry. And there was another one, wasn't there? Okay, 15 employment contracts. A is to note that the Society of Local Council Clerks, together with the National Association of Local Councils, have updated the employment contracts in line with current legislation. Noted. And B is to note that the updated employment contracts will be issued to all members of staff.
It's not changing the contracts in any way at all, other than just noting legislation. There's no changes to hours of work or rates of pay or anything else.
And the 16 then is the clerk's report. Is there any additional report, Joe?
No, I just wanted to note actually at this point that we have been asked if we will pay the insurance costs for Haywood Friends, which we've always paid in the past. It's £119.20. So I'm assuming that won't be an issue with anybody.
Don't we just have something in our amenities budget for Hogwarts?
Yeah, we do. It can come out of that. Yeah. So it's not an additional cost, it's just to note.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Lovely. So item 17 is the date of the next meeting, which is the 22nd of April 2024. Any items for the agenda, please get them to Joe by Monday the 15th of April. And I believe that's the end of the meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you.